What's up, everybody? This is Cy Smith, and you are in the basement with Javon and Therese. In the basement with Javon and Therese. In the basement with Javon and Therese. With the basement, hey, with Javon and Therese.
Ooh, I dig that.
And you're listening to and watching Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese. Still in the basement, no longer alone with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Come
on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
All our walls, though, Jay.
I'll send y'all some cologne, just in case I should meet Shaka Khan, I want to smell really nice.
Oh god.
Okie dokie, babe, whatever you say.
With time, so.
And we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, just kidding.
And I think it's time, Therese, to do a little rapid fire with Mr. Richard Pryor Jr.
I think so. So,
yeah. Look at his face.
Don't worry, we won't hurt you.
What's up, everybody? How you doing? Welcome to the basement. And let me just start off with a little something to make me feel good, all right? Hopefully it'll make you feel good, too. And I'm going to tell you, before I even start all of that, I was listening back to a broadcast I did in 2016 with Lisa. And, honey, it was the bomb. I strongly suggest that everybody go back Blog Talk Radio, find that episode and go all the way to, and I'll tell you where it starts, maybe about half an hour before the show ends. So it's probably like 1 minute and 30 seconds, 1.5 hours or whatever that is, 90 minutes in. And then she comes on and that interview was everything. I don't know why I then, after doing that, I look at something else. I should have not looked at anything else and just looked at you guys.
Yeah.
Or played this song.
Look at me. Turn around, baby. All right, I want to do something for you.
I notice every time when we're out together and you see somebody passing by, you
they turn your head. Ooh, trashing it all, say whatever, baby, I ain't lying. Cause I'm not trying to blame you. No, no, no. When your mind will turn you on, cause baby, it's okay. You know I love you and tonight we're gonna play. Yeah. I wanna be with you. Turn the lights down low, pull my shirt up now. Open the buttons one by one and watch it come undone. I wanna be with you. From the skin tight jeans to the lingerie. Tonight I'm gonna be every woman in your fantasy. You like that? Put your two-way off and light the candles with the slow jam on. Now there is you and me. Baby, lean back, make yourself comfortable. Take your shoes off, loosen your tie. You ain't going nowhere. Baby, what's on your mind? What turns you on? Cause baby, it's okay. You know I love you and tonight we're gonna play. I wanna be with you. Turn the lights down low, put my shirt up now. Open the buttons one by one and watch it come undone. I wanna be with you. From the skin tight jeans to the lingerie. Tonight I'm gonna be every woman in your fantasy.
Share with you all tonight that nobody else has seen up until this point. What could I do? And then it dawned on me, Javon, for those people who slide through early, and yes, you're right, it is a very good day. How about we present a new rapid fire. How about that? Right? Those are always good. And yeah, let's see if we can't get that doing what it does. And yeah, I like that idea. In the meanwhile, what I want to say is because I did put it up on the flyer and, you know, once I put it on the flyer, I want to hold true to it. And what I did put on the flyer is that the telephone would be on. And so you will have the opportunity to speak to Lisa later on. And the number to call is 347-996-5394. I'm telling you, she is such a sweetheart. I'm so looking forward to it. And she's just beautiful spirit and just real people, you know, real peeps. Like this next rapid fire, I got... Right, so Therese will say a word, and then you'll say the first word that comes to mind. Then she'll say another one. You'll say the first word that comes to mind. You two will go through that 5 times, and then I get to pick a word. And,
okay.
And we'll do 5 words each.
Okay.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared. We're gentle. We love you.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is just to give a peek behind the veil. So it's the first thing that comes to mind. It's called rapid fire. There's no wrong answer. Just whatever. It's like Tourette's. Look at her body language.
No, I feel bad. We're torturing Shanice, man. We can't do that.
No, not at all. Okay. Ready? Okay. Music.
Love.
Melody.
It has to be one word?
Just one. The first thing that comes to mind when you hear the word melody.
Melody.
It could be a phrase.
Emotion. Because, like, when I hear some melody, it affects my emotions.
Okay. Nice. Minnie Riperton.
My favorite.
God. Family.
Oh, God. My world. Oh, that's only one word.
No, that's fine. It's fine. Yes. That's the first thing that comes to mind.
My world.
Thank you. Devon, you're up.
Okay. I knew you were going to say family. I knew it. And by the way, I have been researching you, and I follow you on Instagram, and your children are beautiful.
Thank you.
Absolutely beautiful. And anything they want in this life, they will get it, period.
Yeah.
They are beautiful.
I just want to share this. Like, when I got pregnant with my daughter, that's when I lost my record. I was 5 months pregnant, and the label let me go. And so... You know, I think that had a lot to do with it, but I don't regret it at all. Like, I'm so thankful that I have my children.
Mm-hmm.
They mean the world to me, and they are such a blessing. And I just wanted to share that, just how the industry is. Like,
mm-hmm.
Now it's being celebrated when people are pregnant. You know, they're on the cover of magazines, and, you know, they're being followed, like, their stories being followed on reality shows and stuff like that. But when I got pregnant, which was like, my daughter will be 19 in August, the label, like, I guess thought I was washed up and done.
I'm glad you, yeah, it is their loss. And I'm glad you said that, because you're not the first one that has said that for artists that were out and you were very popular, still are, you know. You're one of the artists that don't have to have anything out for people to really want to tune into what you have coming next. So just know that, okay? But you're right.
I'm so thankful for Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, and, you know, I feel a connection because I get to, you know, get on every day, and I comment, like, I look at the comments, and I talk back and forth with the fans. And so I just want to say I'm just thankful that we have the internet. Because back in the day, they would put a record out, and I had to wait to hear from the record company, like, what are people saying about it? Is it, you know, now I could just go online and say, hey, what do you guys think about this song? Or, you know, I have a new line, and, you know. So I'm just thankful for all the people. And, you know, I'm like, forget about the industry. Like, I have some genuine, like, followers, and I just want to say to everybody out there, I love you, and I appreciate you for your support. So, okay, we can go back to the game.
Awesome. That was beautiful. And I gotta say this one thing before, because I saw it come up just now. Monifa says hi. She's
hi, Monifa.
She says, hey, Shanice, love you, sis. Such a beautiful soul. That came from Mo.
I love you too.
All right, so
I'm Monifa's fan.
Isn't the world like? Aren't we all just Monifa fans? I mean, like,
yes.
You gotta be a Monifa fan. I mean, you know,
yeah.
Girl can sing, and she's dope. She's good people. And you know what? Speaking of good people, all I've been hearing about you prior to you coming on the show is how sweet you are. Oh, she's such a sweetheart. She's sweet. I'm like, well, you know, thinking to myself, well, okay, people can only be but so sweet, and that's all I. But you know what? You are sweet.
Thank you.
You know, if anyone asked me after the show, well, what was it like speaking with Shanice? You got an opportunity to speak with Shanice. She was sweet.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I just have to be myself, and I love people. I don't know. And you know what's so crazy? It's like when people get success and I see people change, I'm like, When I Love Your Smile was number one, and I was traveling the world, it was all, you know, it was number one in 22 countries, and I didn't feel any different. Like, even then, like, I don't see how people change and they feel like they're better or different. I just don't feel, I don't feel any different than anyone else, you know.
That's a testimony to your groundedness, because people around you did a good job, you know, and shout out to your caretakers that helps cultivate you, because a lot of that is where that comes from. It's usually the people who never had nothing like, no.
Right.
No, but you were fortified from the inside out, not the other way around.
Thank you. You guys are so sweet.
It's contagious. It's coming from you. I'm not usually sweet.
Oh.
I don't Yeah, this must be coming from you. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's contagious.
Hit it with the
mic. All right, so here's my five.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Five.
Sweet.
What is sweet? Oh, that's hard. Sweet. What's sweet? I think I'm sweet.
Yeah, okay.
Overthinking it. First word out.
Yeah.
First word.
No wrong answer.
No wrong answer.
Okay.
Intelligence.
Flex.
Ooh. Sexy.
Oh, no. Why did you put sexy after that?
I'm just
feeling
your vibe. That's all I'm just
saying. Yeah, you can. You certainly can.
Flex.
There we go.
Okay, now. All right, now. Community.
Black.
Soul.
I think of James Brown.
Amen.
Absolutely. Good answer. Thank you so much.
Yes. You made it through. Yes.
I'm such a dork, man. Hi, I'm Shanice, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Come on now.
That was such a dope, dope interview that day. Thanks again, Pops, for setting that up. I mean, I love Shanice even more now that I met her in person. Well, I didn't meet her in person, but since we had that interview, I never met her in person. But that interview, it helped me to see just how sweet, authentically sweet she is. I mean, it's funny also about personalities and spirits and internet connections, and you can feel, at least I can feel people's spirit, their energy through the darn computer. It's amazing. It's amazing. Pop wants us to know that today, singing artist Lila James and TV host and entertainer Wayne Brady, their birthday. And you know what, Wayne Brady, If you have not seen this man in person, like, do his thing, he's an amazing entertainer. Also, today R&B artist Sybil from Paterson, New Jersey, who gave us the hit Don't Make Me Over. Don't make me over. Remember that? Yep. And who is also the first cousin of Maxine Jones of the group En Vogue. I didn't know that. That was very interesting. So, singing pipes, running that family. As you can see, I'm still losing my voice, man. I'm still going through it. And since I am, for that reason, I'll be showing a little more videos, because I can't just do all the talking. It's just too much. Unless somebody wants to call in and say, hey, somebody got something to say. What's up, Walt? How you doing, sir? Also this week, Thursday, birthday shout-outs to singer Denise Williams. Mm-hmm. And the late, great Curtis Mayfield. I'll be sure El DeBarge will celebrate their birthdays, too. That's what's up. And since we're talking birthdays, that goes along with Black History, right? Let's do that. Okay, so today in Black History, very significant day in Black History. June 2nd, 1863, Harriet Tubman led Colonel James Montgomery and African-American Union troops as they attacked plantations on the in South Carolina, right? Tubman had received information on the location of Confederate mines along the river. She guided three Union ships down the river around the mines, picking up freeing slaves along the way. While the armed attack began on plantations, the whistles on the steamboat sounded, letting area slaves know that freedom was at hand. The slaves ran from the plantations to the steamboats. Over 750 slaves, or as I like to say, enslaved people, not slaves, but enslaved people, over 750 enslaved people were freed because of Tubman's leadership and heroism. Tubman is recognized as the only woman to lead a military mission in the Civil War. And not enough is spoken about Harriet Tubman. Like, We know the story, but we don't know the story. I don't think that we honor her enough, and not only should she be on the $20 bill, but there should be a Harriet Tubman Day, damn it. That's right. I said it. So let's all remember her today, on today. And that's my Black History moment. She is my favorite historical figure. So had to share that. Had to share that. So, Keith, I was listening back. I was telling everyone that I was listening back to the time that Lisa was on my show, the Blog Talk Radio show that I was doing before. And you called in to that show. I was like, oh, my God, Keith. And Lisa was like, oh, my God, Keith. I was like, everybody is like, oh, my God, Keith. Please, you know, I mean, gee whiz, Keith, you got to call in and say hey to Lisa, all right? All right? All right. Thank you very much, Victor. I put those little drum beats together, knowing that eventually you'd listen in, and I wanted to impress you. So that's why the beats are what the beats are. How you doing, Smokey Mitchell? You're on the road, and you're definitely listening, and that's what's up. Love you. Love you. That's what's up. Love everybody. Love everybody. And, yeah. You know what? It's also Pride Month, right? So this is the beginning of Pride Month. And so with that, because, again, my voice, I'm really pushing it. I'm really, really pushing it. These vocals. I can't wait till Lisa comes on, though, because we were vibing. And I promise you, y'all got to listen. And those of you who've been watching the show for a while, y'all know me. So y'all will get a kick out of that. Y'all will get a kick out of listening to that. And that's on Blog Talk Radio, okay? That's Brunch in the Basement with Javon on Blog Talk Radio, Lisa. And it was the day before my birthday. It was like a great birthday present. So I'm just so excited about her coming through. And yes, it is Pride Month. And so we'll play a little music first, and then I hit you with some other stuff. But you know, let's do that. Happy Pride Month, everybody.
This here is a remarkable so death remix. J.E., y'all, Run DMC, to the beach, y'all, and me, y'all know my name, come on.
See, first of all, yeah. I know these folks are players, but didn't tell you this,
what?
But I'ma be real and say what's on my heart,
yeah.
Let's take this chance and make this love feel relevant. Didn't you know I loved you from the start, yeah. All the years we put in this relationship,
yeah.
Who knew we'd make it this far? Then I think about, where would I be if we were to just fall apart? And I can't stand the thought of losing you. We ain't getting no younger.
Check it out.
Love that jam. Love that jam. Okay, so for those of y'all who don't know, I once did a music video about marriage equality. It was way before we could marry our partners regardless of gender. And so I will kick it off, you know, kick off Pride Month, sharing that with everyone. So don't laugh. I was younger. And yeah.
I've never been one to settle down. All this talk about gay marriage that's going round. And then the angels in the universe sent your love to me. And now I'm hoping and I'm praying that you will marry me. But I love you better than anyone else can, and now we must change the floor, 'cause it's you, baby, you woman that I adore.
Wow, man, that I can't even speak in that tone of voice anymore. That's so funny to me. Oh God, my voice has been so hoarse, but you heard me sing. I apologize for that, Misty J. I'm sorry you had to go through that. Did you ever go to any of the Marriage Equality concerts? That's the thing, man. That was that one song and one video just sparked up so many different things. It was the beginning of so many things. Thank you so much. Thank you. But it's Pride Month, you know, and yo, dude, we need some one-on-one time. We need some one-on-one time. Hey, LaVon, what's up? So glad everybody's there hanging. And Lisa, let me tell you, y'all gonna love it. Y'all gonna love her. She's dopeness. She's dopeness on the ropeness. Yeah. Also, I just want to take a moment to really say this to everyone, that if there's something that you're passionate about, whatever it is, try it. Do it. You know, you can learn more about it. Really, right now, you can really learn more about it on YouTube. You can learn how to do anything on YouTube, you know? But definitely, don't be afraid to try to do that thing that you really want to do, that thing that you're passionate about. Try it. Is this an onion? Sure. I should have known. As soon as I get, you know, like, yeah, that's clearly an onion. I need to be able to readily identify what an onion feels like, and this feels like an onion. Single thing in creation started with an idea. Somebody thought of it. They thought of one thing that turned into another thing. They failed at creating the thing. They fell. They got back up. They tried again. They did it. We got these things now. This wasn't even a thought. When I was a kid, like a phone that you could walk around with that records what you say. You can watch videos. Wait a minute. Videos of what? Music videos? What's a music video? Somebody had an idea is all I'm saying. And they tried a thing. They fell. There was people who laughed at them. People who told them, you can't do that. You're not good at that. How can you do that? That's never going to work. You got to do more of this in order to get that, or you have to grow, or you have to shrink, or you have to expand, or you have to this, or get that one, or get that, or you need whatever. And some of those things may be true. You know, be open when people come to help you. Look at what's going on. Look at everything. But the bottom line, I don't care. You do it with a million people, you do it with five people, you do it by yourself. Whatever it is, you do it. Whatever your dream is. This life is too short don't y'all go to church, right? The world can give it. The world can't take it away, right? There's a thing inside of each of us, I believe. Now, maybe there's some people that's not inside of. I'm not inside of everybody, although I try to be inside. But that's not the point. Point is that I believe that inside everybody is a passion, is a want, is a thing, right? We all want something, and therefore we strive. Don't let anybody take that want from you, that passion, that idea that you can do it. You can do it. You don't need, all you need to do is the first step. That's all you need. That's all you need to do is the next right thing, whatever that thing is. That's all you got to do. The next thing. I'm telling you, that music video that I just showed you, and shout out to Shari Carpenter, who directed that, and to the lovely and beautifully, wonderfully talented Cheryl Barclay, and to all of the people who said yes and joined us in that video. Too many people to name. But that video, which started when I was living in Manhattan in Washington Heights in a small apartment, and I wrote a song, I put some beats together, I put some music together. I said, Cheryl, will you sing this song with me? We ended up doing concerts. We ended up with a live band, with a band that we traveled. We ended up creating concerts. Then I ended up doing Blog Talk Radio and video editing. And hence, I'm here tonight doing what I want to do tonight, what I love tonight, which is talking to you. I mean, when I first started writing that song, I had no idea where it was going to lead me, that it was going to lead me to tonight, sitting here in my basement that I love, talking to all of you who I love, getting ready for an opportunity, a second opportunity to speak with the lovely Lisa. Because I said yes when the idea came to start writing the song. All I had to do, I didn't even know it was a song when I started writing it. So I'm saying all of that to say that whatever it is that you do, don't let nobody mess with that. Don't let nobody take joy out of it. He's so cute. That is Tito. Oh, my God. Okay, let me play a couple of songs, and I'm going to play some Lisa too, because she'll be right up momentarily, y'all. Woo! But first, let me play, because, you know, this gentleman has been on my mind and my heart. He was recently on the show, Victor Orlando. I think he was watching a little earlier. I don't know if he's still watching, Victor. But let's give him a little bit of this.
We will sing and give God all of the praise. This is our passage.
Oh,
'Cause guess what? Y'all gonna like this. Now, y'all see who's in the building right now? My co-hostess with the mostest, Therese, is back from vacation and came back with some color. And guess what? She is right on time. Because in our green room, our virtual green room, is La Boricua Bonita.
Hey, y'all.
What's up, baby?
How y'all doing?
What's up, girl? How you
picking, man? Let it play.
You want to hear this? What about Lisa? Lisa.
What happened?
If you never heard that before?
Yeah, of course I have.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, you got to know that. Later, because this, and it'd be like, where'd she go?
Oh my God, that was great. Thank you. Thank you. Hi, lady.
Thank you. Thank you for the music, girl.
Oh, yeah. My pleasure. My pleasure. Yeah. Thank you so much.
That's a Pride Month special right there, Jay.
Yes, yes. That.
You know that's right. You know that's right.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Yes. And what time capsule did you pop the hell out of?
Huh?
What time capsule did you pop the hell out of? Because I want to go up in it. That's all I'm saying. You look amazing.
Oh, man, stop. I feel old. My back is killing me.
Listen, that is not. Are you able to read the comments to the right of the screen?
Oh, yay.
It says it's a private chat and it's comments. People are like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Lisa.
Oh, thank you, everybody. Oh, my God, Keith Anthony Fluid. I know him.
I know you do. And you know what? What I was saying, okay, so you may not remember this, but it was 5 years ago. It was my birthday. It was the day before my birthday. You did a podcast. You were with me for the day before my birthday. And Keith Anthony Fluid came on the show. And you was like, oh, my God, Keith Anthony Fluid. You did the same thing. And Keith... And you know what's so funny is that I was listening to the show, to that prior one, to get ready for this one, because I think it was Rhea Alexander with you that last time, right? So I was listening to the show, and I was like, oh, my God. Lisa, I got to get you a copy of that, because you listen to that show. You and I were vibing on this whole other level, okay? I know you don't remember it because it was a long time ago.
Can you send me a copy?
I will send you a copy tonight.
Thank you.
Because, girl. and Keith Anthony, I asked him to give us a call so he could be on the air with us.
Oh, that would be so...
Do you want to see him? Would you like
to? I would love to.
Let me see if I can do even better because you're just so special.
I love him. I love Keith.
Let's see if we can get Keith.
Pull together. He was the best.
Yes, yes. I'm gonna do my backstage workings and you and Therese talk for a minute.
All right, Therese.
Hey, what's poppin', legend? First of all, I just you know you've been here before and you know pretty much what this show is about and it's been growing, but it is to give you and folks like you, your flowers. Because legend, and I'm going to keep referring to you as legend because, you know, there's no such thing as like old school in our book. We don't say that word. We don't like the word. Because right now, if you were to throw on a Lisa joint, it still goes hard. And we're trying to change the language to have like our folks that can do the same thing as a Fleetwood Mac or a Barbra Streisand. They don't have to drop anything. They come and they fill out arenas. And honestly, a Lisa and the Cult Jam concert today would be something I would put on my top 10. First of all, Your music got us through in a time.
Oh.
I mean, still, like I was, you know, it's funny because I still smell like plane fluid. I'm literally landing, coming in from a festival that we do every year. And I bust my ass because I said, I don't think I'm going to make it. Or says, you better make that one. That's Lisa. And I'm like,
how is she?
As well. She may want to say hello to you, definitely.
Well, her my blessing, please.
Absolutely, absolutely. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. I'm doing really, really well. Busy, and now even more busy because the world is opening up. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Yes.
Clearing, you know, well, kind of, sort of clearing everything up and allowing us to work again because, you know, for our business, everything completely shut down. And all we were able to do was virtual. But to me, that's not the same because I need the energy from people. I need the audience so bad. And I'm like, look at me. I don't even want to get in tears. We're about to start the tour this weekend. So
we're
back out. Yeah, we're back out. We're not going to stop.
Yes. Where are those dates posted where folks can find them, please?
I'm all over. You can find it on, they'll be posted on Instagram, my IG, my Facebook, my Twitter. In the bio of my IG, there's my website. You can log into that and you can find everything out. All the tours will be posted. See my cat?
Yes, I do.
That's one of eight. She's going to fall and bust her booty. Fluffy, what are you doing? She's going to let me get her. Hold on. Tell
me. The legend is in the building. The legend, Lisa. Lisa.
This is my legend. I got eight cats. I had two dogs as well, and they passed away recently. So.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
No, it's okay. They lived a great life.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
So we're going to ask you. Go ahead, baby. Go ahead,
no, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, the last time we spoke, which was 5 years ago, like I said, you revealed that there were some things that you experienced going through the industry. And I think we were also talking about those things because it was very close to the time that you had done your Unsung. So I think you were still in the feelings of doing that show and we talked about that, right? You mentioned that you might want to do a book.
I am. It's almost done.
Wow.
Yeah, and what we're doing with that book is actually making it into a life story. And, yeah, we are looking into production and, network to put this, my life story together so we can, get the funding and backing for it. So that's, we never stopped. It got paused a little bit, but we're back at it. And we have three great interests of where we can air all that. So when that happens, I will let you know.
Oh, my God. I'm so looking forward to that because you have an amazing story. You have anybody from our era, anybody from our generation and beyond, 13-year-old girl is a 13-year-old girl. You put her in any era, she's still a 13-year-old girl with 13-year-old girl feelings,
Yeah, growing up in the eyes of this public. And you ladies know what this industry is about. Behind the scenes, everybody has to be very careful because there's a lot of catty people out there and, the horns come out and they want to dig it into you and they want to take what they can from you. So you got to keep your eyes open. And it took me many, many years to learn that, many, many years to learn that. I could tell you stories right now, but I'll let you watch the movie and read the book.
Well, how about this? How about, growing up under the eyes of everybody, in the meanwhile, everybody trying to be like you. Like you, you walk out with your headband, and then everybody's wearing a goddamn headband. What's up with that? Like how?
Well, what's funny is that I had to do that because I did it. It was a mistake, my hair. I used to cut my hair back in the day because, back in the day, I come from a family of 10. There's 10 brothers and sisters. There's 7 girls and 3 guys. And I'm the youngest of 10. My mom raised us alone by herself. Mm-hmm. And we all had to work. We all had to put our part in, and we didn't have the money to do it. So I was out there shaving and cutting and doing everything on my own. And I fucked up. And I got a bald spot, so I had to let the hair grow so that the bald spot could get covered.
And then everybody said, ooh, I want a bald spot too, because Lisa got one.
I messed up. My mother, she was like, what the hell? I was like, Mommy, I was trying to. And she's like,
That's amazing because it started a revolution with the headband, and the hoop earrings. And yeah, absolutely.
Still here. Still here.
Like, well,
tell me something about.
I'm going to say everybody's going to start wearing hoop earrings again.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Listen, it's funny because the music right now is still being sampled. Like, you can go somewhere, drop a Lisa cut And I don't care which one it is. And it is still, they're still trying to take apart different pieces of the music to use it today. So, like, if you were fortunate enough to live, and, you know, like I said, you know, it's so funny because, you know, when I talk to young kids, sometimes they say things like, when they use the term, let's say, old school, right? I'm like, well, first of all, you trying to live long at all, you know? You're trying to live long at all because I was fortunate enough to be in the time with Lisa Lisa. I grew up with Lisa Lisa in the Cup Jam. Like, I put it over in rotation. You know what I mean? Like, so at the end of the day, you're trying to get where we're at. So, you know, like, you really need to be there, you know, which is funny. A lot of times, very funny. How much of the music do the sound between the different, I want to say, like, the way music was being produced? I want to ask the question, but I think that's more of a rapid fire question, Javon. I'm trying
well,
not
I
to
know,
go.
I know where you want to go with it. Hold your thought. Hold it for the rapid fire.
Okay.
I like when you're thinking, you know, when you partner with somebody for a while, you kind of get to, you know what I'm saying, Lisa? But
yeah,
it's a good
I get
question,
it. I get it.
And it's a perfect question for you. Right now, what we're going to do is we're going to bring on your buddy, Keith
Nice.
Oh, my God, Keith.
So please tell everybody how you know one another.
TU, Talent Unlimited, from Richmond, Julia Richmond High School. We were in classes together. And, man, did we have fun on those bus rides.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. And I'll just say this. I'll just say this to you, Lisa. For your eyes only, only for you. Remember that?
Oh, my God. You can't, but no one else can see. No more breaking free for your eyes only. Oh, my God. That was my audition song.
Yep.
For Julia Richmond for the high school? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I remember. I was so much. I remember the first week we were in, and they had the auditorium session that we had to go to, and that was what, like the first, second, third, fourth day? I don't know.
Yeah.
Threw us on the stage, and they were like, go ahead, do something. I'm like, oh, my God. So I sang that.
Oh, my God. I tried to get into that school. I got on stage and got off and went home and never heard from them again. That was it.
Oh,
the
wow.
End. I
know. No. it was the best time of my life. The best.
Yeah. We had a blast.
Yes.
We had a blast.
Oh, I miss those days.
Yeah. Thanks to Mr. Friedman. God rest his soul.
Rest his soul. Yes. He was, oh, my God. He used to call me Carrot Top. And yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You have red hair?
My hair. My hair has, well, not anymore because, you know, I have to dye it. You know, I'm getting old and you got to cover the grays, right? But my hair is like really brown, like a rich brown. And in the light, it looked red. So he's from Carrot Top.
Wow.
He was the best. And he got it all out of me because I was so shy. Oh, my God. So
oh,
shy.
Man. Too.
And I would keep got that out of me too.
I think we pulled a lot of things out of each other. Lord knows.
Oh no, the bus rides when we were in the traveling troupe. No, I'm not going to tell you what we did. We used to do some really crazy stuff. Remember the reading sessions we used to have?
Oh man, I forgot about that.
In the back of the bus.
Yeah.
The back of the bus, and it was Wade and everybody else with us there.
Muriel.
Ooh,
yeah.
It was a mess. Oh, it's so good to see you, Keith.
You too. God bless you, and we're so happy for you. The last time I saw you is when we all came to see you at we all surprised you at Radio City Music Hall.
That was
Carolyn. I still talk to Carolyn.
How is she?
She's doing great. She's doing great. Everybody's doing really good. Muriel, Billy, everybody's doing. Yeah, everybody's doing good. But we all applaud you, you know, bless you, and thank you for everything. You know, you started a whole revolution, girl. You know, you started a whole revolution. It all started with you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, thank you very much. But really, thank you, Keith, and everybody from TU, because, man, it pulled it right out of me and just helped me. It helped me a lot. And I was so loved in that group, guys. Thank you, man.
Yeah, and thank you, too. I always say thank you, Javon and Therese, you know, for this platform. You all are really kicking butt on this platform. And I praise God that this just becomes farther, that this becomes something farther than the eyes can see.
It will.
Thank you.
It already is. But with you saying that, and with you guys, Lisa, Rez, Mo, just, you know, talking about it and sharing it, it'll be phenomenal forever.
Yay!
Truly.
Monique.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you so much for the
fun. It's a rug, but I had to say, I had to come on. I had to.
Hey, Mom.
Hi. Hey, baby.
Hi.
Oh, my God.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. You look wonderful. You look amazing.
You do.
Thank you. Yeah, I think we should absolutely talk about doing something, because I would love to do a record with you. That'd be awesome. Do a dance
break. Don't say that and not me.
I'm dead ass serious. But you don't even know. You just soundtrack to my pre-team, my teens, like, we came up together, right? Like,
yes.
You're a big sister. You're only a little bit older than me. So you...
I'm your biggest fan. Just so you know.
Oh, baby, thank you.
That voice,
I'm a huge fan of you.
That voice is killer. And I'm waiting for you to sing Purple Rain to me, please.
Oh my God. Man.
Nobody. I love you, Prince, but you killed me.
Oh, whoa. Thanks. Oh. Okay.
No,
the man upstairs, he's hearing me, and he knows. You kill it.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Mama.
So, just drop, you know. I think, I don't know who has information. I think Pop does have everything. And then let's talk about it. I know your management, I think.
You do know my management.
I know. Yes. I love that, too.
Thank you.
All right, kids, I'm going to let you guys get back to it. Lisa, love you.
Love you more.
I'll be hitting up Minaj. Huh?
I was saying you guys look wonderful after your trip.
Yeah.
I'm good because I need some color near my white ass.
You are right. I'm peeling this up.
Both look good.
Hi, Monifa.
Hi, Javon. I'm sorry, baby. I got mad.
I'm used to it. You know.
Oh,
it's all right. She loves
Come on,
me.
Man, you family.
She loves me. She loves me.
I love you. Please know not. Bye, babies. Have a great
God bless you. You too.
Yes.
I'll let you guys go too as well. You guys have a wonderful. I'll be watching. I'll continue to watch. But you guys continue with the greatness. All of you. Love you too. Yeah. Hopefully, you know, I know our paths will cross somehow.
You will.
You know what? That's simple. We'll just put y'all together, you know?
I think, Javon, you're starting something. The last time, Saturday when I was on, you had a We Are the World. Now you're about to start another thing. You know, you have one with Pops, and now you have another thing happening right here.
You know that's right.
We are the world.
You know what? I mean, look, this broadcast can entertain 10 people at a time. So we could just make it happen. That's fine. Let's do it. Let's have.
Thank you for this.
You know, whatever. Who else want to come say hi to Lisa?
Hi, Daddy.
Right.
But the number out. They can call in. They can pop in.
Yes. The next person that comes on the screen, though, not you, Keith, because you go way back like flapjacks. But the next person coming on the screen, they come in with money for Lisa. There you go. See how that works? Ooh. See? Do you accept the prophecy? Do you accept the prophecy?
And on with the show. You guys take care.
Yes. Bye, Keith.
Love you.
See you later, love bug.
Bye-bye.
All right, to join the conversation, that number is 347-996-5394. Come give the girl Lisa a shout out.
Yeah. If the last four numbers of your number is 9689, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Vincent from Florida.
Vincent from Florida. Sounds like Vinny from the Bronx to me.
Well, that's where it all started.
Oh, that's who you used to be.
Devon, this is Vincent, your neighbor from Clapton Point.
Okay, what's up, Vinny? How you doing, man? You want to say hi to Lisa?
Oh, yeah, definitely want to say hi and give her a little memory call. Back in the day when I was in the Marine Corps, me and my brother went over to 1018 to watch her, and I went up there and asked her to dance, and she says, you know, not right now with my friends, blah, 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 but when a good song comes on, I'll come get you. And then I say about 15, 20 minutes later, Noel's Silent Morning came on, that beginning, and she came out of the crowd, and she came up, and she grabbed my hand and said, let's dance, and my brothers just fell out. They're like, at first they thought that she snubbed me, but she came out, she gave me that dance. She was a sweetheart. She was a soldier. And I thanked her. She thanked me for serving in the Marines, and I wanted to thank her for just making my brothers feel stupid.
Oh, blessings to you. Thank you so much for what you do. God bless you. And, hey, maybe we'll get another dance sometime.
Uh-oh.
Hey, well, don't threaten me with a great time.
Oh, nice.
Thank you so much for calling, Vinny. And let me just tell you, Vinny, yes, we grew up together. We're from the same neighborhood in the Bronx, and I have not heard his voice in 30 years, okay?
Wow.
So, I love you, Vinny, but you only showed up for Lisa. Let's keep it real. So thank you, Lisa. He's one of my brothers.
I'm always talking to your brother. He says you're just busy, so.
Well, that's you too. Okay, enough. Thank you, Vinny. God bless.
Love all you guys. Continued success and continue turning the world, turning that music into ear candy.
Oh, thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you. We have another call. The last four digits of your number are 6954. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Misty J. I'm calling from Jersey. But I just wanted to say it's great to see you, Lisa. I'm from Queens originally, and there's a spot in Long Island called Hot Skates, or there was called Hot Skates. And your song was like the final song when we had to do, when we roller skated. We knew that's when everything ended because All Cried Out would play. And it was like the best song in the world. So it's like you bring back my whole childhood with that. Like, it's great seeing you. I'm really upset. I watched the dance parade. I'm usually volunteer for the dance parade, and I'm really upset that it was virtual this year and not live because we could have really rocked out with you in person. But I'm glad you're on. Like, you're making my Wednesday today. Hi, Devon.
Oh,
hi, Therese.
God bless you for that. That's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Misty.
Wow.
Wow. You know, I wonder what it feels like to know that you have touched so many people, honestly, you know, like, and really even listening to what Vinny said and listening to Keith, and really even for me 5 years ago and beyond, the nice things that you do, the way that you reach out, or even the way you sing a song, you may not know, you touch people, you bless people, and you're a sweetheart.
I appreciate that. I truly, God knows, I really do love what I do, and I love the audience, the fans. Without them, I wouldn't be here. You know, they keep me moving. They keep it flowing for me. I'm just being me. And truth be told, again, I'm going to keep saying it. I really, really love what I do.
And we really love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes. And that number, just so you know, DJ Backspin, I see you asking, is 347-996-5394. Join the conversation. We're chatting it up with Lisa. Lisa, the legend in the building today.
Yeah, people are saying, please do a record because we need good music. And I think that you and Monifa would do something fierce.
Oh, I would love it.
That would be crazy.
She's such a classic sound. Her voice is very distinct. Her beautiful, beautiful. And I'll keep saying that she kills Prince's song.
She does.
She does. I heard her do that twice. And both times, she killed me doing it. I wanted to just melt. It she that's one song that she kills.
And she's horse mouth.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She did that at the festival. She closed out with her reign at the festival with bananas.
And I know she killed it. Did she not? Come on, say it.
Yeah, she killed it. She killed
it. But I am doing new music. I actually during the pandemic I released a ballad. Yeah, it is called Rain, a duet with Beesky. And it's out right now on all platforms. And I also did another, see how things work here? People call, no, I'm not going to talk to you right now. Sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Oh, but I also did a record with this group called Ozo Motley, and they're a band out of the West Coast, and they do hip hop, Latin hip hop, club music, R&B, and it's a feature with that band and JJ Fat, so that'll be out soon. But I have new material coming out very, very soon. I would like to say that I am now with Uncle Snoop Army.
Wow.
Yes.
What?
Snoop is my management.
That is crazy.
Yes. And along with Bobby D from Bobby D Presents and Menage Works, Inc. Tony. You all know Tony.
He's
my personal manager. Yes. So we've got some things happening right now. A lot.
Nice. Let me ask you something, Lisa.
Sure.
Now, you said you released new music during the pandemic, so I'm assuming, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you're writing as well, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay, one of the things that I always enjoyed about your music is because it sounds so conversational. Like, you could actually look at a person and say the lyrics to them. You can speak them and you can say them. Like, so from All Cry Out to One If I Take You Home, which was used in all kinds of ways, if I may say. What's your process like?
A conversation. You hit the word right on the door. Every song, every album that we've ever recorded has always been from a conversation that we've had. You know, only two that weren't was partially Take You Home, because that's the Take You Home and Can You Feel the Beat. Those two songs were the very first songs that I recorded at the age of 13 when I first met Full Force. And in one night, we had to get those two records done and ship them out because we wanted to get a record label to sign us. But we were on an independent label. And then they put Take You Home on this compilation album and released it overseas. And it took forever to get here to the States, about a year and a half. Yeah, it took about a year and a half to get out here to the States, but that's okay because here we are.
Yeah, you know, the States don't know shit. They don't really, you know, and sometimes, you know, going over artists, and I say this all the time at the risk of whatever, overseas, they treat artists so much differently and sometimes a lot better. You know, they'll break your record over there and it can be like touring. And then here it's like really weird the way that happens.
Yeah, it is. You know, the States?
Mm-hmm.
Very competitive, and people are like, I hate to say this, but they're more like followers. You know, they'll do what they did. You know, if it's hitting over there, then they'll be like, okay, yeah, we'll put it out now.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
But music out there, oh my God, they love music, all genres of music.
Yeah,
they appreciate everything music out there. Everything music.
Yes, I'm surprised to hear that about Take You Home because I've mouthed that. We have this funny thing we do sometimes, and we'll just, you know, baby, I know you're wondering.
You know, we'll go into a character with the song. You know?
Yeah.
And all the words just fit. It just flows. This is a hard question. What would you say was your favorite record to perform?
To perform?
Yes.
All Cried Out.
Really?
I love doing All Cried Out. I remember when Full Force came to me with that chorus, you know, that track, and another one take vocal. It was great. I was in tears when I heard the song. And we went in and we did it. And to get that feeling every time I do it on stage, it's like an explosion in my head and in my heart. That's why I love to perform it, and I love taking it as far as I can, especially like.
Wow. You know, I remember the first time. I don't know what that noise was.
Internet.
Okay. I don't know what that was either.
I don't know. Okay. So we'll ignore it. Maybe it's somebody's spirit trying to come through. Woo-hoo. No. Okay. So I remember hearing a story about when you went to audition for Full Force. And you were like 13 at that time, right?
Oh, no. I was, 13.
You were 13. And there were, like, so many girls, you skipped school that day. And
I get in trouble.
Yeah.
My mom had stopped at the house when I got home. That's how. I skipped school because I wanted to get there. I got on the train by myself and got to Brooklyn, Church Ave, went to the basement of a house. There was a long line of girls. When I got in there with Mike Hughes of Cult Jam, he had me sing this song first that he was trying to write. And please forgive me, God, but it was horrible. I love you, Mike, but I will forever tell him what the hell. But, you know, I was doing my part, and I sang the song for him. And then when they came out, it was a trip because they were six buff. I mean, they were thick. Big dudes, and I'm like, I'm gonna die here. I'm by myself. It's like close to midnight by the time I got in there to do this, and man, I was so scared. But oh my God, they were wonderful. They were sweet, still are. And they asked me, do you know anything else to sing? And truth be told, I sang For Your Eyes Only.
Oh wow.
That was my audition, and they gave me a cassette with the chorus, and they said, take this home with you and practice it. The following week, I was in the studio with them. I remember that, and that was at, Unique Studios on Broadway. I think it was 47th Street in Broadway, and we were up there. I remember, I was like, what the hell do I know about anything, you know, computers and boards and just being in the, I didn't know shit. I went in there and they were like, this is what you got to do. And I said to myself, wow, this is it. This is it. It was
Shout out to the ears of the legendary Full Force, and particularly Bowlegged Lou. That's my man's in them right there. He's a nut. He's not making you laugh because he is very funny.
Oh man, the pranks that he used to pull on us. What? I laughed at him. After the laugh.
So, what are you doing to stay so youthful? You look like you could be
wrinkled.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, if I had a microscope,
I got jowls.
I know what it is. You laugh. That's what it is, baby. I don't know. You happy?
I try really, really hard. To appreciate, I stay very grounded. Rest my mother's soul. I love you, Mommy. I know you're always with me. She grounded me and always told me that whatever you do, remember, you got yourself into it. Be able to carry yourself out. If you have to, carry yourself well. And I always go by that rule. Learn everything, listen to everything, watch everything. Everything should be black and white, on a piece of paper, have a good lawyer, and drink a lot of water. But I eat a lot of rice and beans, too, so.
Yeah, Vinny from the Bronx said adobo.
Adobo, oh, yeah. I made my own sofrito, so.
Sofrito, right? Let me take a call. 6173 are the last four digits of your number. What's your name and where you calling from?
Well, my name is Mudbone, and I'm calling from Los Angeles.
This is none other than Victor Orlando. He is an awesome
Mudbone.
For those of you who do not know, he is an awesome percussionist, probably one of the best. Yes, Miss Lisa.
Can you give me a second?
I just had to call in. I just had to call in and say hello.
And they love to beat the crap out of each other.
That's what they do.
Sorry.
How are y'all today?
We're good. We're good, darling. How are you?
Great. I'm just loving watching all three of you, enjoying it. I know it's been ages and years. I'm so old I can't remember where I met you, Lisa, but we met. Because I talked to you and the percussion player with your band. But I'm from the Gap Band. I think it was something we were doing some kind of way. We were all around each other.
Oh, okay.
And I fell in love with you.
You are. Hi.
I've only fallen in love with one Cuban and one Puerto Rican, Lisa and Gloria Estefan. So
all right.
I got my bases covered right now, but I just wanted to come on and say hello, sweetie. I love you. I just want to say that while I was vertical.
Oh, thank you, bless you.
Thank you so much.
I see you coming to Narco pretty soon. I see you coming to Narco. You're on a flyer for a show. But I
may be the one July 2nd, or is it the one?
Yeah, July 2nd. I think that's the one.
Yes, it's gonna be huge.
It's got about 932 acts on the show, so it's gonna be pretty.
Wow, that is. It's one of those
bunch of people on that show. Y'all got about 5 minutes each to go out there and do 20 years worth of work.
Excuse me.
I said, y'all got about 5 minutes each to do 20 years worth of work on this one show.
Oh, no, I fought for my 45 minutes. So I'm getting my 45
minutes.
Nice. I need to sing.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling in, Victor.
All right. I wish I could get up to see you. I think I'm going to be in recovery that night, so I won't be able to make it out. But I will be, you know, looking out for you again if I get a chance to see you somewhere. But I love all three of you. Take care. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
God bless you. And whatever you're recovering from, I wish you the best. My prayers are with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're going to take another call, 3935. What's your name and where are you calling from?
How you doing? It's Henry DJ Backspin. I'm calling from the Boogie Down Bronx. Hello, lady.
Woo! What's up?
Well, you know, I'm excited to see Lisa on the show with Javon. It's really awesome, you know, her story, her sharing, her experiences. It's great. It's great information for those who didn't know. You know, I have a few questions I would like to ask if it's possible.
All right.
Sure.
Yeah. Lisa, will you ever, first of all, do you have like a favorite freestyle producer that you would possibly even give it a thought to do something new in that style of music, kind of similar to what you did in the 1980s with I Wonder If You Take Me Home?
I don't have a favorite freestyle producer because I don't know any.
I worked
with Phil Ford my whole entire life. And then after that, I started working with CNC Music Factory. And then it went on from there. I produced with Guru and Nona Hendrix, people like that. So, I mean, I'm like this.
Well,
if a hit comes my way, I'm going to do it. If I like it, I'm going to do
it. You
know,
it's so desperately needed, and that style of music is like electronica style, because what you did, when I was a DJ, when your record first came out, it sold out in every record shop the first day.
It was
an incredible impact in the electronica genre back then, which was pretty much at the same time at the birthplace of freestyle. You understand? And tracks, mm-hmm. That one and Shannon Let the Music Play are the two top number one songs that pretty much was involved with the birth of the freestyle genre. And it's ironic because neither you or Shannon are freestyle artists, isn't it? it's incredible, but that beat and that element, that style of music carried on and evolved. And
what's your question, Henry?
Well, I would love to hear you do it. I would, for you to do it again. Do it if you do it again, that would be awesome. It's like, because no one has been able to do it. No one's been able to do it.
It's got
to
be what I like to do. You know, it's got to be. I don't know. I'm very picky. As you can, how do I explain this? If you notice, every album that we've ever put out has been completely different. Nothing's ever the same because I like to tap into sound, different sounds, you know, and work with different people now. Thank you. I don't know. If it comes to me, if it comes my way, if it comes here or here in my heart, then I'll do it.
Lisa, is this true that you turned down the lead role in Coming to America offered by Eddie Murphy? Is that true?
It is.
Okay.
Oh wow.
Okay, you gotta spill the beans on that one. Why?
I was married then, early, too early. I was offered that part of Lisa. And when I let my then husband read the script, he said to me, "Absolutely not, you're not doing this." And unfortunately, I was being, you know, dumbass. I was being the wife, and I was like, okay, I won't do it, and missed an opportunity of a lifetime. But you know, that's okay. Things happen for a reason.
That is okay, and things do happen for a reason. But in my brain, I'm seeing the whole movie. Give me a second. With you as Lisa, and quite frankly, I love it. Because I love you, regardless of, and you have done some acting, and everything that you do, everything that you touch, is gold.
Oh man, thank you. That
it just is.
And Ricardo's dropping another fun fact here. Lisa.
Ricardo
Garay. If I hope I'm saying his last
name. Oh, hey Ricardo. Yes.
It says Lisa has 5 number one Billboard hits and the only Latina to ever top all 3 charts in pop, R&B, and dance simultaneously with Head to Toe and Lost in Emotion. That's a fun fact for your ass right there.
Yeah, and that's amazing.
Those two songs were number one across the board for 13 weeks. It was nuts.
Amazing.
So you're looking at the legend that paved the way for the Selenas, that paved the way for Jennifer Lopez, that paved the way for so many. Like, I'm pretty sure, you know, like, you are, because you're still here living and breathing, the pioneer that made it all possible, you know, because they're not too many, you know, like, you know, I know it's funny because we heard from Shelly E this weekend too, which is amazing. And there's just so many badass Latina women that hold stage, hold court. I can go on and on and on and on, but it's like you are definitely up there, you know, in that realm where it made it. It's possible, and you can't do it without representation. You have to, because there are little girls that are looking at you. That you open up the entire imagination on what ifs, you know, and you made it so seamless. You know what I mean? Like, you made it so very seamless. So hats off to you. I know I enjoy it, you know, and I can imagine, and representation matters, you know,
particularly for women, you know.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that. You know, back then, nobody ever focused on age or the fact that I was the only female in the group and Latina, you know, and they just threw you out there and you did what you did, you know.
Absolutely.
Today is a big thing. It's a big deal. You know, back then it was like step to the side and let the men do what they got to do. And I don't care. I was having fun, so I don't care.
That's what's up.
I think that's changing, though, Lisa. I really do, because I think good music is good music, period.
No matter where
know?
It comes from. Absolutely. Yeah, I see 100. Yes.
Yeah.
100.
Yeah. And with your history in terms of just wanting to put something out, I think it would open the door, period. You know what I mean? Like, you, first of all, the door's never been closed. You decided when you wanted to slow down or whenever you wanted to. And music changing. But right now, ever since everything came out, like the record companies got their reckoning and people can move independently and do things differently than they have, I think that it works, you know, it works. So it invites people that, you know, like yourself and like so many others that don't have to go to the machine anymore, because you can probably do so much better on your own. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
You do that. I mean, the day that Prince went up there on TV and he said it, I know what I'm talking about. He said it. It blew up from there because it had started way before that. But he knew a lot. And right now, record labels are not really in existence that much right now at all. Mm-hmm. Everybody's able to social media, you know, the internet. You can throw out whatever you got to throw out. You throw it out there and pick it up, you know, and you can own your own thing, which is what we're doing now. I own everything. Everything that's mine, I own. Thank you. And, you know, it's hard. It's hard to, it's a lot of, you know, red tape that you got to go through to, you know, get your stuff back. I'm still going through a lot of that, but that's okay. You know, now it's all, you make sure that you own your shit. Make sure that you own your stuff, because they'll take you for everything. They'll take you for everything.
Yeah. You know, there's a project that you did, Life and Love, that, oh my God, I love that entire CD. And I keep it in rotation, and I'll be mixing it. And I'm telling you, that CD is, I hope this is not a slight when I say it, but I feel like it's underrated. Like, people don't know just how badass that CD is. Life and Love. That's my favorite Lisa joint. Even though I love all the stuff, you know.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. I put a lot into that, because I did that independently. I just had a distribution deal, so I chose every person that I wanted to work with. I nitpicked everything, and again, the whole entire album is a conversation, and that's what I wanted to pull out.
Yeah.
Put out for Life and Love, me.
It's dope.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. I love it. And thank you for sharing yourself with it. There's a game that we play on this show that I think Therese was had a couple of words revved up. And the way the game goes, I'll let Therese tell you how the game goes.
Cool. Okay. The name of the game is called Rapid Fire. Right?
Uh-oh.
And it's a word association game. We'll say a word and you say what immediately comes to mind. And in it, sometimes there's questions that we can ask. So there's a question that I want to ask just to get your opinion on it, that I'm going to merge into the rapid fire. But like, it gives people an opportunity, and forgive me for the jet lag a little bit, but it gives them a peek behind the veil, you know. Certain questions. We don't do anything illicit, just so you know, but you know, unless something comes to mind. But
well,
you know,
sometimes
no.
I might
be not afraid to ask me anything. I have nothing to hide. Go ahead.
All right. So I'll go first and then Javon will go second. And depending on how juicy it gets, we may do another round, Javon. You think we've got time?
Okay. If we can look, Lisa, if you got time for us, we got time for you. And that's how that goes. Right. Just know that there's going to be a countdown in about 10 minutes, but we don't have to listen to that. That countdown is for something that we'll just say, okay, thank you. and we'll keep it moving. Don't worry about it.
All I'm right? here.
This is our world. We rock it. So yes. We got all night. Let's do it.
All right. Mine is going to be a little this or that oriented. So analog or digital?
Oh, damn. I'm so used to analog. Analog.
Big arenas or intimate venues?
Intimate venues all day, every day.
Love songs or dance music?
Both.
Dogs or cats?
Oh, I'm a dog mommy, and my baby's passed away recently. Oh, but I'm a cat mom now, so both.
Singles or albums?
Albums. Because once I start, I got to just keep going.
Sex.
Or no
if
sex.
I would, every day I would.
Community.
Life. Community's life makes me me.
Children.
I have two and I love them. They're my best accomplishment.
And the last one I will say would be women.
Power. We run this show. Because without a woman, the man can't do a damn thing. So, power to the women.
Javon, you're up. Thank you.
Okay. All right. My turn.
Am I doing okay?
Oh, you are doing excellent.
Beautifully.
Thank you.
Beautifully.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Boricua.
Me. Pura.
The Bronx.
I have family there. The Bronx created hip hop. So
Harlem.
Great people, party place. The food is awesome. I have family there. What else you want to know?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn is in the house. When I first met Full Force, that's where I met them.
Queens.
Queens. Different flavors of food. People don't know that, but you've got different flavors of food there because everybody lives there. Spanish, the blacks, the Asians. You got the Brazilians that are there. Ooh, there's a section there where it's all Brazilian. I'm sorry, am I talking too much?
No, keep going.
Not at all.
Sitting in Queens that is all Brazilian, and man, the restaurant.
All right. Staten Island.
Staten Island. My sister, my brother, and my niece live there.
Family.
Is everything.
Money.
Make who I am. Money comes and goes. I can make it. I can lose it.
Men.
Men? I love men.
Caliente, huh? Stage.
My home. I'm most comfortable on a stage.
Salsa.
I was raised on salsa. Let me know if you're so gone. Go on.
You know I lived around the corner from Jimmy Savita. Yes.
Do you know my sister got him to sing to his band? Sing at her wedding?
But, yes. Oh, Vinny from the Bronx and DJ Backspin, we all grew up with Jimmy's kids. Terry and
oh
little
my
Jimmy.
Wow.
Yeah, for you to say his name, God bless his name, rest in peace. Yeah.
Yes, he was the, oh my God.
Exactly.
That album?
Yeah, oh my God.
That album, Jimmy Sabaté and Joe Cuba?
Yep.
I would love to make some of that music.
Yeah. Oh, man. You just took me back.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Prince.
He was a god and still is. Definitely. And my heart broke when he passed. I was hired by him to do his the opening of his club, First Avenue,
mm-hmm.
in Minneapolis, and it was an honor.
Chaka Khan.
Through the Fire is my most favorite song ever. Mm-hmm. And I had that song sung to me at my wedding, one of them. So, oh, wow, I love her. I was able to be on a stage with her. I think we did back-to-back. I think it was like four shows we did back-to-back together. And, man, for every night that we were working together, I sat there and watched her show.
Mm.
She's amazing.
Love.
Is what I love to do. I love being in love. I do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You are so dope. That's mm-hmm. You're amazing.
No, you guys are. Thank you so much for having me.
We need some mm-hmm. drops for our show.
Absolutely. What do you want?
Okay. We need two drops. The first one is for the radio station. We have a 24-hour radio station that's international.
Ooh.
It's on the internet, so it airs everywhere. It's fully licensed. You get your royalties. If you're with ASCAP, SOCAN, and BMI in the United States and Canada and the UK. So, you know, definitely, you know, you're in rotation, though. You have to know that.
Thank you. Of course.
You have to know that, right? And you know that I play Life and Love all the time. I just have to put
oh,
that out
wow.
there.
Oh, wow. Thank you so
much. I can't go.
So
I go on and on about that. That yes, I said
thank
CD.
So
they laughing at me because I'm old, but I don't care.
No.
So the radio station, the call letters are WJBR Internet Radio. So hi, this is
WJBR
Lisa.
WJBR Internet Radio.
Yeah, WJBR Internet Radio.
So you just want me to say hi? This is Lisa, and you're listening to WJBR Internet Radio.
That's a great one. That's a great one. And then we need a drop for this show.
Hey, this is Lisa, and you're in the basement with John and Perez. Kill it, girl.
There you go.
Thank you.
That one big shit there. That one
I love it. I
still
love
playing.
It.
Man, so we've learned a couple of things, y'all, tonight. Lisa is on tour, okay? So you've got to check her out. She's got new music, so you've got to go to where all digital music is. Lay it and grab it, cop it. Lisa, you know this is your home. So anytime you want to come on, you want to drop your new music, anything you want to do, we'll put it in rotation. Come just say hey.
Thank
five
you so
minutes, second, whole show, whatever you need.
And tell everybody how they can follow you if they don't know.
On my IG, Lisa LL77, you can follow me on Facebook, I'm old, you see, all this stuff is Facebook, Lisa, and Twitter, same thing, LisaLL77. In my IG, in the bio, you can, right underneath there is my website, you can go on there, and we have everything. We have merchandise, dates that you can, that wherever you want to see us perform, they're all up there. Everything possible is on there, so.
Dope. Yes. I got to check out where you guys are. I definitely want to come see y'all.
You better. I want to see everybody.
You know what?
Yeah.
What I was saying earlier in the beginning of the show before you came on was whatever it is that your passion is, don't let anybody tell you that you cannot do it, that you shouldn't do it, how to do it. You have to do what you love, what's inside of you to do. And you are an example of that, a powerful example of that. And
thank you so much.
No,
thank you.
Thank you.
I will forever say, and I know it gets redundant, but I really, really love what I do. So I promise you I will continue doing that.
You have been saving lives for a very long time, Lisa. Just know that. And, you know, your music has gotten us through. So if you did not know, you have to know. Like, there are oftentimes, there's somebody right now that is playing your music somewhere. I know that I've been in spaces where your music has gotten all cried out. I can tell you some stories, okay? But at the end of the day, just know that your music has gotten us through. It has not fallen on deaf ears. And thank you for being a soundtrack to many of our lives. We appreciate
you. Thank you so much. Am I allowed to give a shout out?
Oh, you're allowed to do whatever you want to do.
Absolutely.
And this is for me. I want to shout out Toni Minaj because she's been with me since she's 17 years old. And she helped me a lot. And she's so talented, this woman. And there was a situation that I was in recently, and she picked me up right out of that. And if it wasn't for her, I would not be, you know, continuing on. She pushed me. So she was one of the angels that was sent to me. But, yeah, thank you so much. And I really love what I do. I hope you guys will, you know, follow. Thank you so much.
Toni Minaj, yes, another vocal beast and been in the game for a long time, a legend, local beast, absolutely.
And what you just said about Toni, it's sort of true for me too. Back when I was interested in becoming a concert promoter, right? I had reached out, but I didn't have my ducks in a row. I didn't have money, you know? And I reached out because I wanted Monifa. She was the first one on my mind. I had to have Monifa. If I do anything, Monifa, I want to know how much. Tell me. And I just didn't have my ducks in a row. And Toni was the one that told me, look, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to do for yourself and for the artist in regards to contracts. Don't ever do this for yourself because you're just going to mess yourself up. When you're ready, holler. It might have took me about 2 years, but when I called her, things had changed a little bit. But she remembered me, and she said, you know what? I remember you. We had this conversation, and at that time, I told you this, so that's what we're going to do. And she just looked out for me. And even when I gave her my little contract, she read it and said, you don't want to say that because if something happens, you're going to be 100% responsible for that. So you might not want to do that. I was like, you know what? Okay.
So,
you know, like, just shout out to Toni and anybody who's honest and pure when it comes to business. You know?
Yes, like you ladies. Thank you so much for being the way you are and being who you are. Thank you so much.
You're the bomb. And Rezzy, I missed you.
Oh, I missed you too, man. I got so much.
Oh, see, I told you, right?
Yes. All right.
Thank
you so much.
Love you all, man. Let's call it a night. I love y'all. Talk to you.
Love you. Thank you so much.
We're gonna be in touch.
Yes, we are.
Lisa.
Okay, thank you, ladies.
Bye.
What's up, y'all? This is Dawn Robinson, formerly of In Vogue and Lucy Pearl, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese. I love y'all.
Hi, this is Mason.
You're in
the basement with
Javon.
Perfect.
Hey, this is Leon. This is Leon from some of your favorite movies, and I'm at brunch in the basement with Therese and Javon. Stay here with me.
Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She just... She wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
Well, our office, though, Jay.
I'm going to send y'all some.
Time, so
we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just that little piece I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But